Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking Friday. It is the 9th day of December 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770. 1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 30 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 34 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's beginning to snow. So, that's a good thing and a bad thing. I hate fucking goddamn the winter, but God, we need the snow. There's no two ways about it. I got things mixed up here. How in the hell did that happen? Back there, I think. Sorry about that. We have, let's see, five electricity substations in Oregon, Washington are attacked just days after two in North Carolina were shot up, causing widespread power outages. This is from Daily Mail, sent in by Galen. You're going to find, I've got another article here, and we're going to look at the dates and what they're talking about here, and it don't make sense. This is from, Daily Mail, sent in by Galen, for discussion. I'm from the Trenches, worldreport.com. At least five attacks at electricity substations in the Pacific Northwest have been reported to the FBI in recent weeks. We haven't heard about them. And we just hearing about the one in, North Carolina, today, we got it off of Russian television. There wasn't a fucking word about it. The incidents came to light via federal memo following a deliberate attack last week in Moore County, North Carolina, that left tens of thousands of people without power for days as seasonal temperatures fall. Oh, those bastards. In Washington State and Oregon, spokespeople for several energy companies, Puget Sound Energy, Cowlitz County Public Utilities District, and Bonneville Power Administration, confirmed the attacks occurred in November. Now, see, this is where I got the problem. Now, let's start all over again here. All right. In the last at least five attacks at electricity substations in Pacific Northwest have been reported to the FBI in recent weeks. The incidents came to light via a federal memo following a deliberate attack last week in Moore County. See, we had an attack last week in Moore County. Was last week November? Or December, I think, the beginning of December. Without power for days, and then it says in Washington, at state and Oregon State, spokespeople for several energy companies, Puget Sound Energy, the Colwitz County Public Utilities District, and Bonneville Power Administration, confirmed the attacks occurred in November. So we got, if they happened clear back in November, why weren't they reported? They report every fucking power outage. You know they do anything of significance. Why, they finally, after we come on the air with the fucking story about the one in North Carolina, they finally reporting on that, and then, we're going to throw another five in there, or four, or whatever in the hell it is. A federal law enforcement memo revealed that the Pacific Northwest substations have described attacks using hand tools, arson, firearms, metal chains, possibly in response to an online call for attacks on critical infrastructure. What? God, do you know how you fuckers know how many enemies you fucking, every day you fuck millions of people. But I mean, it's fucking interesting. Or is this goddamn, maybe some Syrians walked across our fucking southern border and came up here, and you've killed their goddamn children over in goddamn Syria, and they're doing it. Who knows? I don't even know if it fucking happened with this goddamn, it happened in November. No, it happened in December. I don't fucking know.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know what I always think, when I read that, what I thought, my thought was, these SOBs are behind it just like they did those food processing plants.
Fucking very possible. The thing is, when the Ministry of Truth took over, fucking any news you get, unless you see it firsthand, or you know somebody that you trust that's seen it firsthand, I don't believe a goddamn word that comes out of them, do you? I'll take that as a no.
No, not at all. I know everything that they tell us is a lie and it's propaganda. We know that.
Hell yes. In recent attacks, criminal actors bypassed security fences by cutting the fence links, lighting nearby fires, shooting equipment from a distance, or throwing objects over the fence and onto the equipment, read the memo. A spokesman for BPA, Douglas Johnson, said the company suffered a deliberate physical attack at the Clackamas, Oregon substation over Thanksgiving, and that fencing and equipment were damaged. Thanksgiving, hell, that was the 25th of November. Never heard, when we're not hearing about this until today. Why? What else is going on in this country that we're not hearing about, guys? I mean, until it was forced out because of so goddamn much of it. Fencing and equipment were damaged. It added that the company's is actively cooperating with the FBI on this incident, and has encouraged other utilities throughout the region to increase their vigilance and report any suspicious or similar activity to law enforcement. See something, say something. Please, somebody see something. There ain't nothing out there. 490 million square fucking miles, man. Whoa. He did not offer specific details about the damage to the substation's equipment, only that the cost of its repair, listen, would be passed to the customers of the public utility. Now, in the first place, these are not public utilities. They took the son of a bitches and they incorporated them and they gave them to the fucking high masons, the elite. They're private fucking companies. That's why they don't have to fucking give you due process of the law before they cut your goddamn line, like the guy, I don't know if it was in a comment or he came on the air. He refused the fucking, fuck those meters, smart meter. He refused the smart meter, and the people that refused it got their goddamn electricity cut off without due process of law. So not only has it been taken over by these private motherfucking robber barons, but the son of a bitches seemed to think they had the jurisdictional authority to levy a fine on the people they know didn't do it. Isn't this kind of like a fucking occupation of a country by somebody like fucking Russia? You know, you occupy a fucking town, everybody isn't towing the line, so you take 10 people out in the street and fucking shoot them? These fuckers have no jurisdictional, what happened to this public utility regulation fucking board? They own that son of a bitch too. If they can openly say they're gonna charge the fucking customers. People you know didn't do it. That is goddamn, that's without due process of the fucking law. So this is just goddamn pure god, this fucking fascism. And you fuckers wonder why people are coming after you, really? Go ahead.
And you know another thing, let's not, these assholes, they put the monopoly on that. When people try to come out with alternatives for free energy, they either come off missing, dead, all. So this is exactly what all that right there was meant for. is to monopolize it and control it and to use and abuse it on us.
Well, brother, we built it all. We built, we paid, and we did the work and built the fucking dams. We built the goddamn fucking coal plants. I guarantee you, we was our subsidized money bought it and paid for it, and we subsidized the fucking coal that goes into them. But it's because it's a public utility, but it's owned by Joe Fuck here, so he doesn't have to follow the fucking Bill of Rights. Bullshit. It's not a public utility. You have, in violation of the fucking law, you have seized it without due process of the law, and you've turned it over to a fucking privateer, a fucking rich cocksucker in his own right, sitting on his fucking yacht right now, his 100-foot yacht, drinking a martini, and thinking about the new layer of gold that's going on his fucking faucets in the bathroom. You ain't going to sell this shit to us. Public utility, my fucking ass. When it was a public utility, you see, people, you'll remember the days, you older people will, when, you know, if somebody was sick or there was an old person who just couldn't afford it, they could not cut their electricity off because it was a public fucking utility. Now these motherfuckers think they got the jurisdiction. Hey, they fucking gave themselves the jurisdictional authority to fucking just walk into onto your goddamn property and walk across it at fucking will. I wouldn't try that here. You sons of bitches. The FBI would not confirm or deny that it's investigating the attacks, though the company said they are cooperating with a federal investigation. It's not a federal, it's a corporate fucking investigation by fucking corporate fucking whores and by their goddamn paid goddamn Blackwater USA fucking agents, non-governmental agents who are not even supposed to be carrying guns. They were not even supposed to be in existence. We never gave consent for them. They don't exist. You're to get your goddamn ass out of our fucking public offices that you have occupied in an act of goddamn treason. You sons of bitches. Gerald Tracy, the media engagement program manager at Puget Sound Energy, said he was unable to comment on the incident because they are both an ongoing investigation involving the FBI. Hey, FBI. Well, no, I'll save that. Two PSE substations were attacked in late November. We never heard nothing about it, people. We wouldn't have probably heard this today if we hadn't reported that yesterday from Russian television. And we don't know if that's true. We don't know if any of this shit's true. That's what the fucking, you know, that's a whole, you know, that's a two-way fucking street. That's a double edge on that fucking sword of justice. We don't know that none of this is fucking true. And we don't know that the fucking Mossad and the CIA aren't fucking doing it. We don't know if the goddamn, some of these, countries that where we went, like Yemen and fucking Syria, and killed their fucking children, have walked across our fucking border that's wide fucking open and come in here and are doing it. We just don't know who's doing it. Get out the list that's 10 miles long of the people that fucking hate your fucking guts and start down it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm a Puget Sound Energy customer. I'll tell you firsthand, I ain't got not a letter, not an email, not nothing. I'm just mockers not hearing about it. So.
No kidding, huh?
Confirmed. They're full of shit.
So where do you live?
I'm in Pierce County.
Pierce County, and that's where one of the places where a blackout was supposed to have occurred?
Yeah, Puget Sound Energy Services area, Tacoma.
Oh, really? And you saw nothing, or you saw nothing or heard nothing. See, people?
No, nothing. This is my first time. I've been a customer of theirs for 22 years.
See, people? Are you ready to pay for what somebody else fucking did? I mean, do you think you should have to pay for it?
Well, I'm ready to do something, but it ain't paying.
Well, I mean, it's like I said, look down their list of enemies. The number one, what you should be ready to do is take your goddamn public, what is your goddamn public utility back? These motherfuckers went and took what we built with our money, our sweat, and they fucking taken, and they've given it to privateers in the goddamn Masonic Lodge, and these son of a bitches, that's the ruling fucking elite that's fucking with you. And they're using, and you know, they fucking, they're working under the Uniform Commercial Code, which does not contain the Bill of Rights, and that's why they say they don't have to obey the Bill of Rights. Yes, you do, motherfucker. Ninth article says if you don't have, if that fucking, uniform commercial code does not contain the Bill of Rights, it's the fuck out of here. You got no authority for contracts, son of a bitch. The only authority, the highest authority supposed to be in this is supposed to be the Constitution, never was, but it ain't as far as contracts are concerned. It comes down to the goddamn autonomy, the law of we the people, the Bill of Rights. I mean, that's your only goddamn authority in this whole fucking country, and all this other shit is just that shit. It's the king's private fucking judiciary in the United States of America. This goddamn country is being run by lawyers, which are esquires, which means they are servants of the king of fucking England. That's not fucking rocket science. They're just above a knight. And they do what they're fucking told. And our goddamn Bill of Rights are ratified, unalienable, fucking untouchable, absolute fucking our jurisdiction law of December 15, 1791 is trampled by this cocksucker over in goddamn England. And this goddamn unlawful fucking administrative admiralty system. We said we shot that the fuck out of here back in the fucking 1700s. I mean, yeah, well, you look at it. In 1775, we started shooting. We shot those fuckers out of here. And we said there could be no admiralty in this goddamn country on our land. It ended where the tide ebbed and flowed. Oh, hey, we'll take some of Maryland here and we'll put a fence. We're just going to have a 10-mile square where we can bring the law of the sea onto your land. And then from there, we're going to send out tentacles in every fucking direction into fucking post offices and public and federal public fucking buildings. And I mean, you're not building goddamn forts here, people. They reached out and they fucking took over the goddamn jurisdiction of this country, which is what they tried to do in the beginning. That was the first act of the first fucking Congress of this lying-ass, phony-ass, ratified by we the people, fucking piece of shit fucking paper known as the fucking Constitution. The Congress wrote a fucking bill saying we have absolute fucking, the government has absolute fucking judicial control over the United States. No, you fucking don't. No, you fucking don't. You just don't write it down with your fucking crayon. And then George Washington signed it. No ratification. They had just fucking put their document up that said that they claimed was legit, that phony fucking Constitution never was. And you would have had to go through Article 5, and be ratified like the Bill of Rights was. The Bill of Rights was ratified by every state, by elected fucking representatives of the people. That's how the people exercise their direct jurisdiction fucking to get the law they fucking wanted. It's our law. It belongs to us. You can't fucking touch it. And just like the shit in Oregon, what happens, you have something this fucking outrageous, this blatant of a fucking violation of the second article, and you have this pistol foundation and the sharpshooters and the shooters thing, and these fucking incorporated fucking entities, they file into the goddamn administrative admiralty courts against our common law fucking jurisdiction. Our jurisdiction's higher. You can't take a fucking crayon and mark it out, you motherfuckers. If your fucking shit does not agree with our fucking law, it ain't law. It's fucking goddamn treason. That's what it is, and sedition. And you know it. And taking all, and it, like I said, all public works, it's just like they took our goddamn national fucking parks and handed them over to the fucking UN. We're taking them back. You ain't keeping them. But they sure as fuck they acted like they had the authority to do so, and they do not. For before they could do that, they would have to take it from each and every one of us, providing us with the absolute full measure of the procedural due process as fucking written in the fucking Bill of Rights. You can't fucking just, well, we gave you a procedure. We cocked the gun and shot you. That's a procedure. That's what they're trying to play fucking games. They are in our jurisdiction, and they got in our jurisdiction a long fucking time ago. And like in 1933 and 1968, they were in our jurisdiction with their goddamn administrative admiralty, inferior fucking jurisdiction. And see, you can't fucking amend the Bill of Rights. The Ninth Article says you can't have the authority to. So they have these fucking states and these fucking little municipal, they're all fucking just goddamn fucking corporations is all they are. But they're writing this goddamn shit out, you know, with a little crayon. Well, I can take your gun, in spite of the fucking second article. Well, that second article was fucking put there with a fucking gun. And it will be enforced with a fucking gun. You people are through. Get the fuck away from our goddamn jurisdiction, you sons of bitches. You go into their jurisdiction, you see, and you're fucking property. Read the 14th Amendment. You are fucking property in their administrative admiralty courts. The king's fucking property. Well, I don't bond you, King Charlie. You fucking fag. At any rate, the fucking public utilities belong to us. And if they're fucking using them to fucking, you know, things like fucking those goddamn smart meters and shit, where they're forcing this shit on you, with what fucking authority are you doing it? You have no such authority. You've never had any such authority. And it is an act of war against we the people that do it. So I wish you the worst. Start looking at your 10 million fucking enemies and see where you want to start first. Where are we here? And two Colwitz County Public Utility District substations in Washington sustained vandalism in November. That's where we were. A spokesperson for Governor Jay Inslee said the office is aware of increased threats to our utilities and more monitoring threat activity in our support and coordination role with federal and local government and individual utilities. And that's like, you know, here where I live. You know, our goddamn, everything in this fucking town, we built. We built the goddamn water system. We dug the fucking well. It belonged to the fucking people. And in 1984, they incorporated and they handed it over to the, hey, Mason, here's your 33rd degree fucking goddamn, fucking gift for becoming a 33rd degree Mason. You get the goddamn waterworks for Chiloquin. Now it's privatized. The people have no fucking say in it. So you, if you, as a water man, you can fucking do anything. You can put some shit in their water if you want to. It's your fucking goddamn water. No, it ain't. Everything you have done has been a fucking theft. Where were we here? Energy experts have expressed the real need to secure the county's or the country's power grid, especially as domestic terrorists. How do you know it's a domestic terrorist? Could be a foreign terrorist. Like I said, the fucking borders are wide open. Maybe somebody walked in here from fucking Yemen who had their fucking kid hit with fucking cluster bombs. They just went up and they just started fucking tearing shit apart. What's to fucking stop them? It ain't like there's no goddamn border guard down there. There's nobody fucking... In fact, you're fucking busting them in and flying them in, aren't you? Nah, man, that finger-pointing thing, whew, became further emboldened to toy with the country's public utilities. I love that. The country's... No, we're not a collective. And it ain't the country's public utilities. It's my fucking public utilities, son of a bitch. A portion of it fucking belongs to me. A portion of it belongs to every fucking American national in this country. We bought it. We fucking built it. It belongs to us, you thieving cocksuckers. And you came in violation of our law and fucking just seized fucking the power over our goddamn public works, you sons of bitches. More enemies you got. All right, let's keep now. And we get into it. It gets crazier. Media sounds alarm over shooter sabotage of power substation in North Carolina. Says nothing about government sabotage or food. I like this one. Sabotage or food, farms, fertilizer, and fuel. From the Natural News, this is sent in by a reader. For discussion, I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Sabotage of infrastructure that serves human communities is always wrong. When two power substations in North Carolina were reportedly taken down by gunfire in an apparent criminal act, in quotation marks, the establishment media went to work condemning the act. The gunfire caused damage that could take days to repair and leaving tens of thousands of people without electricity, reported the Associated Press, and most establishment media outlets echoed the sentiment. Yet the Associated Press had no condemnation for Joe Biden shutting down oil pipelines and drilling permits and ultimately providing energy resources for hundreds of millions of Americans. No, he didn't do that. He went with the international corporate mafia, and they went out and they did their little deal with fucking Putin and fucking, we sanctioned Putin, boy. We're going to hurt you, Putin. And we fucking pay $5 a gallon for fucking gas. The fucking Russians made record profits. That's a goddamn lie. It's a sham. It's a scam. And it's going to keep fucking happening until we fucking shut them down, people. And it's our goddamn right to. We have the law behind us. What you're doing is violating our fucking law. Our absolute unalienable fucking ratified by we the people law of December 15, 1791, you motherfuckers, and you come out with the ADL and tell us you're declaring war on our Bill of Rights, and you fucking, okay, you got a fucking war going now. You've had a war going for a long fucking time. We're getting sick of you punks thinking you can come and fucking push us around. Yet the Associated Press had no confidence, condemnation for Joe Biden shutting oil pipelines. They're going to talk about, this is written by some Trump tard. He had to get that goddamn, I'm going to tell you guys something, that goddamn pipeline out of Canada, what the hell is it called? Again? Keystone Pipeline. There was two fucking places that they already had a pipeline into the United States. And there was two refineries that were putting out pita, a little bit of fucking of their sludge that was coming down that fucking pipeline. They wanted to build the pipeline from there clear across our fucking water table down to fucking Texas, where a fucking Israeli fucking company would have a fucking refinery and be right there at the fucking docks to ship our fucking product out, the Canadians' product out. All we got was a guy, oh, you'll get a job welding it all together, and then when it breaks, your fucking goddamn drinking water will be polluted with sludge fucking oil. And then with that sludge oil goes across the guy, or maybe they send the oil out itself and then send it back to us and sell it to us at a profit to themselves. It ain't fucking doing anything for us. Never did. Not one fucking gallon of gas. Got it? So quit talking about it, Trump tard, or go find out about it before you do. Provide energy resources, a pipeline and drilling permits that ultimately... No, it ain't the drilling permits. Again, Trump tard, you, who sent this? Natural News Trump tard, you motherfucker. You know better. We're shipping goddamn 30 million barrels of fucking sweet crude out every fucking day, and this fucking shit here, because you can't fucking go down and shoot goddamn water down into the ground until fire comes out people's goddamn faucets. That's the reason why? Fuck you. Who does Natural News, Laura? What's that son of a bitch? And Mike, Adams? Mike Adams. Fuck you, Mike Adams, you fucking propagandist piece of shit. You fucking, anybody that listens to that son of a bitch is stupid. That ain't the reason. No, they opened up the exports. We had a glut of fucking oil here. It was down to minus $41 a barrel. Now, when did that run through that system that works on goddamn supply and demand, huh? Fucking, you're not just another goddamn fucking fascist little prick is all you are. And I'm glad you know it. Let me see here. Where were we? Drilling permits. Similarly, there is no establishment... media outlet condemning the seizure of 3,000 farms by the government of the Netherlands. Not my country, not my problem. In all reports, Peter Sweden, as many as 11,200 farms may be forced to shut down in the Netherlands in order to meet so-called climate goals. Well, if you fucking people let it happen, I guess it will. I know you outnumber the people that are oppressing you. I seen them turning your tractors over the other day on a fucking video. So go kick their fucking ass. Go hurt them back. Isn't that what we're talking about here? Okay, people. Okay, this is critical. Netherlands. This is critical food infrastructure that feeds families across Europe and around the world. It is not a trivial thing to start dismantling thousands of farms upon which millions of people are dependent. I mean, to think about that. It's like going and taking the food out of your fucking refrigerator and throwing it away when it's perfectly fucking good. They want them to go out. What they want is they want them out there with fucking picks and goddamn hoes, just like in China. I mean, I told you I watched those documentaries on fucking Mao Zedong and the fucking Cultural Revolution. That's all they had. And that's all we as peasants got to start learning to live. You're not going to have a tractor you're going to drive and put out some produce so everybody can afford to have a full belly. You're going to fucking go out there and you're going to pick it out and you're going to go hungry and you're going to feed the fucking rich. Because that's all that, this is what these cocksuckers want. They want the feudal lord days back, and you ain't getting it, you stupid pricks. It ain't gonna happen. The dismantling of food and energy infrastructure is widely celebrated, not condemned, by the legacy media in thousands of stories urging compliance with climate goals. While we condemn all acts of sabotage against infrastructure, it begs the obvious question, why isn't the media also celebrating the North Carolina celebrating the North Carolina power station attack as another milestone towards achieving much touted climate goal? That's true. I mean, they want you all the poor people a fucking foot, and the rich people we can carry them in those things like the, you know, in Indian shit what they use to carry the royalty. Well, that's what we can do. But we ain't going to let it happen, people. Just fuck them. It is a serious question. These climate goals, as more and more people are discovering, really mean shutting down the infrastructure of modern society and plunging the world's Western nations into darkness and scarcity. We are constantly being lectured by the media about how using food or energy is a horrible thing, and how the only way to be green is to essentially stop using air conditioning, driving vehicles, and consuming meat products, among other similar demands. Well, go fuck yourself. I ain't gonna do it. You're gonna make me? Get on it. German farmers have been ordered to slash nitrogen fertilizer use in order to comply with, quote, green demand for EU. The irony isn't lost on anyone paying attention, since nitrogen is food for green plants, and slashing nitrogen use on food crops will obviously result in plummeting crop yields, food scarcity, and price inflation at grocery stores. No. No, no, no. Too bad. Well, we'll see about that. Somehow the, quote, green movement has been anti-plant, and they are. It's fucking bizarre. These son of a bitches, man, have been anti-plant, as if green plants are the enemy of the planet Earth. You keep fucking with planet Earth, and planet Earth will fuck you back. You'll be another layer in a thousand fucking layers of fucking civilizations that have went into the fucking ground. An absurd conjecture that could only come from those who are scientifically illiterate about the atmosphere, chemistry, photosynthesis, and the basics of botany. Right now, Europeans are facing a potential catastrophic winter, absent the usual energy abundance that previously provided affordable heat, electricity, and nitrogen fertilizer production via the Haber-Bosch process, hydrocarbons, H+, atmospheric nitrogen, N equals NH3. The procedure are the precursor to nitrogen-based fertilizers that grow the very crops that feed half the world's fucking population. Must want to starve, I think. I think they might be trying to kill us off, guys. What do you think? You think I might be onto something there? We'll pick this up right there when we come back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:44 Pacific time, and that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Fucking Jungle. And it's getting to be more of a jungle every day now, ain't it? Keep fucking around, you son of a bitches. It's starting to leap. Squeeze tighter, tyrant. They're squeezing them between your fingers, you son of a stupid son of a bitches, and you will end up like every fucking tyrant, hanging by a goddamn post. Back to this one on the sabotage. They didn't sabotage the infrastructure with rifle fire like is alleged in North Carolina. Instead, they sabotaged it with government policy. If a terrorist group destroys 3,000 farms in the Netherlands, there would be a global outcry about violence against farms and farmers. But when the Dutch government destroys 3,000 farms, suddenly it is acceptable to the powers that be because, well, quote, green logic. And it is, it's completely it's logical if you look at they're trying to fucking goddamn put us all into a one world fucking order and make us one world fucking slaves. It's perfectly fucking logical. It makes perfect sense. And they want to kill a hell of a lot of us off because there's too many of us to fucking manage. We fucking, right now, all we have to do is swarm those motherfuckers and remove them from this goddamn planet once and for all. And we could be happy again, people. Farms are bad, we're told. Did you ever think that you would ever hear that fucking said? Farms are bad, we're told. Starving to death's worse, or me eating your goddamn ass is probably worse to you, wouldn't it be? Farms are bad, we're told. Fossil fuel is bad. Diesel fuel is bad. Hamburgers are bad. Yeah, I'll tell you, I'll go with that. Ugh. Well, it depends on where it comes from. Nitrogen is bad, and fertilizer is bad. Yet these are the very things that keep humanity from going hungry. So they must want, what's it you deduce from that? Let's see. They want humanity to go hungry. That's what it is. It's that world fucking famine they promised to go along with the world fucking war and the world fucking financial breakdown that they're going to accomplish with using bit fucking coin. The biggest fraud to ever fucking exist. And if you lose them, due to government policy sabotage, literally billions of people will starve to death. That's not the fucking idea, don't you think? I mean, do you think they're stumbling along like a fucking Mr. Magoo and fucking and killing hundreds of millions? This is fucking scientific fucking goddamn killing hundreds of. I bet they've killed close to a billion people. I mean, who can tell? It's just like these goddamn articles. The guy called in and said, I live up that way. I didn't see no fucking outages. And then fucking, literally billions of people will starve to death. And do you think they don't know that? They tell you that is their fucking goal is to kill you. You know, up in goddamn Canada, if you just can't stand it no more, you're so sick of this fucking shit, you don't have to have an ailment. You can go and you can get fucking assisted suicide. Don't think die, think kill, you stupid son of a bitch. Kill the son of a bitch that fucking put you in that fucking mode. Don't be dumb. It is impossible to deny that the very government running these sabotage operations are somehow not aware of the ramifications of their takedowns of food, energy, and fertilizer. They know exactly what they are doing. Yes, by God, they do. And they are fully aware of what this will cause. Social upheaval, riots, and depression. Desperation. And that's exactly what that fucking rock. I told you a couple of times about it. It's been close to 20 years. One of the Rothschilds came, I don't remember, it was some news program. And he's sitting there and he said they had a $23 trillion fucking war chest and that they were going to do exactly what they have fucking done. It's by buying people off, because if the worshippers of fucking mammon are the biggest problem in this fucking country right now. You'd sell your fucking mother on the corner for $2 a fuck, and you know it. You're sick, son of a bitches. You're traitors to we the people. You sell our goddamn rights out like they were nothing. Okay, so you can go down to the lodge and get a contract and fucking, so you can drive a nice pickup and go for your fucking vacations up to Alaska to shoot an elk or Hawaii or whatever in the fuck you want to do. You're going to pay too, you cocksuckers. Everyone that has violated another's right is going to fucking pay. It is impossible. Okay, these sabotagers, they know exactly what they are doing. Yes, they do. And they are fully aware of what this will cause. Social upheaval, riots, and desperation. The real question then is not why these governments are deliberately destroying the food and energy supplies of Western nations. The larger question is why do they want civil unrest, riots, and desperation? So they can introduce their new fucking world government. And you're being so desperate from, it'd be like a goddamn, what the hell do they call it? They all go out and shoot each other once a year. It'd be like, oh man, what the hell do they call it? It's the purging. It'll be a purging out of hell. And then they'll step up and go, you want it all to stop? You just have to obey what we say. Put on these overalls, everybody the same color. Take this goddamn chip and put it in your fucking head. And we'll run your life for you. And you will, and at least you get to live. But I'm telling you what, people. Life ain't worth the fuck. If life ain't worth living, I mean, if you ain't having a good time, it ain't worth living. It's time to fucking fight and get the goddamn worth back in it. WHO member states agree to develop legally binding pandemic treaty. You can't do it. You can go fuck yourself. These fucking communists and fascists and this occupational goddamn corporation can go and write down with their pink crayon, you can write any motherfucking thing you want. And then you send UN motherfuckers over here and we'll blow their fucking heads off. We're not fucking around here. We're sick of this shit. We're sick of not having our lives the way that they've been all our lives. And we're sick of finding out that it's always been this way, that we were born into fucking communism because of fucking traitors like Roe Rosenfeld. The treason has gone on as long as it's going to go on. We all know about it. And we know that the goddamn corporations are the ones they've always wanted to fucking rule. The robber barons wanted to rule in the fucking goddamn 20s and 30s. I mean, the goddamn coal mine wars, all this fucking shit, and Trotsky down here trying to start a goddamn revolution for fucking communism then. You ain't getting it. You ain't getting our country. You're not getting our wealth. You're going to get killed is what you're going to get. You declare war on Americans, you declare war on our Bill of Rights, the highest law in this fucking land, ratified by we the people, unalienable, that you can't touch. Yeah, you're going to get killed. See, the World Health Organization announced that member states inched closer to developing a legally binding, I love to just write it, legally binding global pandemic treaty. Fuck you. It is not legally binding. If it violates one fucking glitch in our fucking Bill of Rights, it's fucking shit and it can't be done here. So you might as well pack it up as far as you think you're going to tell us to fucking lock down or something. We're coming out with our guns. You fucking try it. There will be no world. See, this is the world government. Legally binding global pandemic treaty. Legally binding with what a fucking authority? What fucking authority did you create this under? Just like they created that goddamn federal government. It wasn't the people fucking electing anybody or people saying, I want this, I don't want that. It was just a group of fucking thieving-ass murderers and probably pedophiles in that bunch, too, that just got together and go, well, I guess, like Adam said, after fucking New Yorktown, let's declare a king. And that got, by God, isn't that what George Washington turned out to be? Look at the Whiskey Rebellion. They refused to pay an access tax on their fucking goddamn whiskey, and so he led a fucking army up there and fucking forced them to. He was a piece of shit fucking Mason. All the fucking so-called founding fathers were. They were scumbag aristocratic pieces of fucking dog shit and probably pedophiles. I welcome the agreement by WHO member states to by the World Health Organization member states to develop a zero draft of a legally binding, you can't get legally binding on us. You'd have to sue every fucking American national in this goddamn country, buddy. And we're not going to say, I'm going with the World Health Organization telling me how to live my life instead of me telling me how to live my life. You ain't going to get past that fucking Bill of Rights. It's too late. It has risen. And it stands there solid in your fucking way and you can't get around it. That's what this fight will come down to, that Bill of Rights against this fucking international corporate fucking mafia bullshit. Legally binding my fucking ass. You can't get it. States to develop a draft of a legally binding pandemic accord designed to protect the world. And, you know, think about it. They had the fucking Nuremberg thing, you know, when the fucking they came out with the COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. Fucking bullshit of fucking locking you down, forcing you. Now, when they first did it, they said, well, any shot would have to be voluntary. We can't make people. We can do no. But we can threaten your fucking job. How can you threaten my fucking job? Because you made all everybody stupid. If these people went out and took their fucking licensing. I got a business. I see my business license. They put it up on the fucking wall. Put the first dollar they made there. But that business license made you a goddamn agent of the fucking state. You joined with the state. You have no jurisdictional authority over me, dickweed. You're in the fiduciary. You want to come over into the common fucking law and fuck with me? Come on. I'll hang you out in front of the courthouse. But you have nothing. And these son of a bitches here have nothing. They do not have the authority to make any kind of goddamn agreement with any other fucking goddamn king or queen or fucking rich fuck outside of this United States of America and outside our jurisdiction. They didn't have, all the goddamn statutes they wrote and everything are all illegal. Because that goddamn Constitution never fucking was. It was never ratified by we the people. We're under no obligation to obey a fucking thing they say. In fact, our obligation is to enforce the Bill of Rights and kill the son of a bitches for what they're trying to do. It's obligated to. We're cowards if we don't. The development follows a third meeting from the World Health Organization member states. Who joined it? And what authority did you join America to this fucking shit? I want to see your goddamn authority. I want to see it, and you don't have it. You can't have it. In fact, I have documents that show you cannot have it. You can't have authority to go make agreements outside of this goddamn country and outside of our law, you dickweed. So whoever signed that son of a bitch, I mean, that's your death warrant. We got your signature right there. It's on fucking treason. Highest treason you could fucking commit. It's unclear how the World Health Organization pandemic treaty will affect the 194 member states, including Canada. The WHO states the global pandemic treaty will determine future pandemic requirements for individual countries, such as lockdowns, and that these requirements will be legally binding. Just because you fucking say so? No, they're not. I'll tell you what's legally binding is that fucking Bill of Rights, you son of a bitch. And the only way you can get jurisdictional authority to hold me in custody any fucking where is you have to go through every fucking step in that guy. In first place, you have to be a goddamn American. You ain't just some foreign fucking rich motherfucker. You think you're going to tell me what to do? You got to be coming at me in your individual capacity, just you and me, motherfucker. And then we'll go into a goddamn court and I'll fucking have you hanging outside the courthouse in about a half a fucking hour. You got it? You have no jurisdictional authority to make any kind of agreements with outside fucking forces that fucking affect we the people and our law. You didn't have no goddamn jurisdiction to make the goddamn Constitution. You didn't have the people's fucking jurisdictional authority, you fuckers. Just a bunch of fucking rich aristocrats, the same son of a bitches the people actually rose up against in the colonies. Oh, well, when we're all done, yeah, well, we're going to... Let's name a king. And then in lieu of that, the son of a bitch suggested a Prussian goddamn prince to come and rule us. When we were fighting, the scream, the fucking in the field, when the guys are dying and fucking cutting, heads blown off with cannonballs. Freedom and liberty. Individual freedom and liberty. Let's name a king. So these motherfuckers were not a part of us, were they? They were the son of a bitches that thought they were going to hijack our fucking uprising for fucking our freedom and individual freedom and liberty, which they can't touch. Every one of us is a country. Every one of us is a king. Every one of us is a queen. And you can fuck off. There are no goddamn common law courts, or we would already have your ass in them. We would already have your ass at the end of a fucking rope, and you know it. But they're coming. You've pushed. You kept squeezing and squeezing. Now there's enough people outside. Things don't look like they're going your fucking way. That's all I can say. That being said, that has been a hell of a Friday. We'll be back next week, Monday, at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches. Until then, think about all this shit. Think about the fact that the public utilities actually used to belong to the public. The public lands used to actually belong to the public. They could not come on the fucking public land and violate your goddamn rights. I'm telling you right now. These motherfuckers are just, they're just taking over by saying it, writing it down with a pink crayon. And they fucking, and if somebody balks, then they fucking hire some mercenaries to come and try and force them, just like the goddamn Pinkertons. Where the hell did that come from? That was, you know, this, what the hell they call it, the guards, the president, Secret Service. That's where that came from, a private fucking company, fucking Alan Pinkerton. And it's fucking unlawful. Like, fuck his order to fucking goddamn suspend the Constitution, or suspend every fucking thing, and institute martial law. Illegal! They have been doing these, they've been, this mob shit has been going, they showed us the mob of the fucking poor people. The mobs that fucking work, you know, like when they created the fucking, Volstead Act on purpose to make the goddamn insanity they knew would result, because people, you ain't gonna tell the American people what to fucking do. They're gonna fucking drink. But you started the goddamn, mob wars, murders. It was a fucking goddamn debacle. And, but you did it on purpose because you came out of it with a fatter wallet and an armed FBI that could never have arms! And they still can't! Put them down, go get them and put them away. You can't fucking carry arms. You are not a goddamn elected official, and you are not in the fucking militia of this country. Sons of bitches. Anyways, that's it from the trenches.